All right, good morning, young ladies. How are you guys this morning?
Good.
Are you good or are you great? Good, okay. Fair enough. All right, well, even though you think you're not great, I think you're pretty great. And we're going to do a little, not really a game, we're just going to kind of put some words in categories. I have the category great and the category not great. And I'm going to give you some adjectives or like descriptive phrases. And you tell me, this card that I read and describe, does that make you think of someone who is like really great, like a really great boss, or somebody who like totally knows what they're talking about and totally knows what they're doing? Or does it kind of describe someone who's like, maybe not so great, maybe he's got some learning to do, that sort of thing? Some issues, maybe some issues. Okay, leader of the pack, great or not great? Great, okay. Now, don't think about this too hard, okay? Just first thing that pops in your head. Aware of others, great or not great? Great, okay. Servant, not great, okay. Quiet. Think great? Well, I think not great. I'm going to put it in not great. Okay? Listener. Someone who's a good listener. You think great? Well, I'm going to put it in not great. All right. A ruler. Not like a measuring stick, but someone who is a ruler. Not great? Let's stick with great. Okay. Somebody who's in charge. Remember, think like a boss. In charge is great. Okay, cool. Now, in the category great, someone who's great, someone who has all together, leader of the pack, aware of others, I'm going to kind of put that in the middle, a ruler, an in charge, and in not great, we have a servant, someone who's quiet, and someone who does listening, who listens to others well. You don't think it makes sense? Well, good. I'm glad it doesn't make sense. Because here's what we're going to do. We are going to switch them. We are going to put great over the word servant and over the word quiet and over the phrase aware of others and over the words good listener. And we're going to put not great over here under these. Why do you think we switch those? Because what?
Leaders are not always good.
Because leaders are not always good. Now, let's think about Jesus as a leader. We just read in the Confession of Sins that Jesus is here to be a servant. Do you think it's good? Now, I don't want you to think like servant as someone who washes somebody else's clothes, even though Jesus washed people's feet. Not like a servant like they had in olden times, but a servant as someone who serves others, who does things for other people and puts other people first. Do you think that's great or not great? Great. It's great. Yep. Someone who's quiet, someone who isn't loud and doesn't have to be the center of attention, and someone who listens carefully and is aware of others and others' needs around them. So they can ultimately be a servant to others. They can help other people. And that I kind of did all of these. If you're quiet, you can be aware of others and their needs. And if you listen to what other people are saying, you know how to help them, what they need. Does that kind of sound like Jesus? What Jesus wants us to do?
Yeah.
And we all know that Jesus was what kind of leader?
A great leader,
exactly. And this is what he taught his disciples to do. And some of the disciples, we all know those silly disciples got a little confused sometimes. And that's what they're going to talk about in the sermon today. But we, as young disciples, need to remember that being great like Jesus, we need to serve others and do it carefully and quietly. We don't need to boast that we've done all these wonderful things. All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to be great like you. Help us to be servants, help us to be humble, and help us to be quiet and aware of others and their needs around us. In Jesus' name, amen.